Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What up, challenge fans? On tonight's episode, Josh is torn between two fighting parents, Polly is shaking hands like a politician, and Banana splits. We're talking about all that and more. Next.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Yes, that's very clever, Dan.
You like that next?
Yes, I like it.
Welcome, everyone, to AfterBuzz TV. Tonight, we are talking The Challenge, Season 34, Episode 5, In Polly We Trust. My name is Daniel Ingram, a.k.a. TikTok Taddy, and to my left, you've heard of John Adams, you've heard of Amy Adams, we got Benny Adams. What's up, Benny? What's up, guys?
Thanks again for joining us. Happy to talk about The Challenge. It was a good episode.
It was. You know, some people like French toast, others like waffles. You know what I like? Me? Some Pam cakes. What up, Pam?
I like it. Hey, woo, good episode. Another nail-biter of elimination.
Yes, and certainly last but not least, a man whose physique is better than the Statue of David. We got David Punkhardt.
Hey, you are on fire tonight.
All right.
I dig it.
I didn't prepare those at all. Those are all improv.
On the spot. But it was great. I say great, I throw that word out lightly, because I'm a little bummed about the banana situation.
Well, we're going to get into all that and more right now. We got a lot to talk about, guys. We got the whole banana situation. We got the whole Kara situation. We got the whole Polly situation. Of course, there's a little Josh thrown in there, too, so that's great. We got a challenge that was called Hooked. We got a proving ground that was called Die For Me. And also, I've got some news and gossip for you guys. And you guys are also going to want to stick around later, because we're going to be taking your calls. And we've got that number.
Yes.
It's 424-354-8302. I tried to memorize it, but I just could not. We're going to throw that on the screen. I'm going to keep saying it over and over and over again. We'll put it in the live chat for you guys, too. But first, let's start with our overall thoughts. Who would like to start? Benny?
I loved it. Another great episode this season. Has been amazing so far. Each episode better than the last episode. Super bummed that Bananas went home. Definitely rooting for him. But yeah, it was good.
Great. Pam, yeah?
Also loved it. These challenges are really proving to be edge-of-the-seat entertainment. Like, the stakes are so high for each of them. They're not just knocking off rookies like they usually do in the beginning. They are taking out their best players. So this was, and pulling out the big guns from the get-go. So this was amazing. I will be on the live chat tonight. And Alexis Nicole in the chat liked Jared Banana Split joke already. Oh. So thank you. this was really fun. All's right in the world for me. I love Kara again. I hate Bananas again. So I'm glad that my challenge equilibrium is back to normal.
Man, I think it's been a great past couple weeks for you, huh, Pam?
Yes.
It really has.
For me and karma. And the natural order of things.
No, yeah. I mean, I agree with what you're saying. I think every move now really counts. It's not just like a burn vote or, like you said, throwing off a rookie. I mean, everything is, you got strong players. You don't know what the next move is. You got people saying they're going to do something, then they stab you right in the back and don't do it. It's crazy. But the challenges, I agree, are getting more intense. They're a lot more fun to watch. I was surprised, especially. I mean, I think we found Turbo's weakness. I think we finally found his weakness.
Some put him in water.
Put him in water. That's it. Same thing with Theo. Theo was a little, I was a little surprised too.
You know, so for every time I watch the new season, I'm shocked at the amount of people that don't know how to swim.
Right.
I mean, I was spoiled.
I grew up
on a lake.
Yeah.
So I was in the water. I just got thrown in the water as a young kid. I just kept swimming. So to me, it's like, how do you not? But then again, we have other people that just, they never picked it up, or they didn't do it as a young kid or whatever.
But these people that live in the gym, join a gym with a pool, do some laps, learn to swim fast.
Well, who said it about Kara? Like, in your, I think it was Jordan.
Right. Jordan,
just if you know you're one of your weaknesses and you want to keep doing these challenges, why wouldn't you just keep practicing?
Right.
It's almost like a must. You would expect it, right?
They always swim.
I'm going on the challenge. I probably should learn how to swim.
They have challenges that take place in the desert and they find water for them to do it in a competition. And so they're going to be swimming. swimming every season, let's be honest.
Yeah, true. Pro tip.
Overall thought for me, guys, rough episode for me, because it involved most of the characters that I don't like. Now, of course, I'm always happy to see Bananas go home, but it involves so much Kara time, so much Polly just talking, and I want to start with that. Honestly, when he shook hands with Bananas, was I the only one that was like, there's no way in hell he's actually going to stick to this?
I called it.
I knew
he wasn't going to stick to his word. Because, if Kara was going to vote in Johnny, he was going to do the same thing. There was no way he was going to go against his girl. No way.
It's the power of the, I'll just say, the fruit of... You know,
the fruit of the loins.
Because at the end of the day, I think Paulie would have wanted to stick to it because he seems like he's about integrity. I like Paulie; he's a great competitor. He seems like one of those just stand up type of guys normally. But I think obviously Kara being the factor persuaded him to go elsewhere. But at the end of the day, I was a little surprised because I did want to give Paulie the benefit of the doubt, and maybe that's being naive of me. But again, like I said, I viewed Paulie as more of a integrity type of player.
It's weird to me because you have the opportunity to get rid of a strong player on the UK side, mm-hmm. and you literally keep taking out your own players. Right. Now, I don't hate it, or like, I'm just saying it's such a weird, if they put Rogan and Theo, guaranteed one of their competitors would have been gone.
Yeah.
And they keep doing this week after week.
It was definitely not the smartest move to make.
Oh, I completely 100% disagree. First of all, Paulie, last one, swore on his family member's life that he wouldn't use his thing on Joss. Remember last finale, he cost Joss $1 million essentially because Joss and what's her name, Sylvia, were set to win, but then he gave them the penalty. He said, I won't use it on you. So we know Paulie's not trustworthy, which I'm not even throwing shade at because, as Bananas and Kara repeated, Bananas saying tonight, all's fair in love, war, and challenges. Like, if you trust someone, that's your enemy.
I don't think any of us believe that Paulie was being sincere there.
Well, but part two is, I really think, and this is where we're going to debate all night, and this is going to be the hot topic, is that I agree with Kara and Paulie that Bananas and Laurel first putting in West, then I do think that they were blindsided by the disloyalty to their team that early on. And when there's a cancer, you cut it out. And Bananas and Laurel were that cancer. And I think getting rid of them, if they can make the team unite,
time
they'll smoke
out,
them.
Even if it's at the point of where they start losing all the challenges because they're getting rid of the strong players.
Once you have Bananas only wanted to be Team USA, we're united because he was on the line.
Hey,
it's very convenient
Let me just throw a kink in the chain here, though, Pam. They got rid of Bananas and Laurel. You're correct. Are they a team now?
No. Absolutely.
There's still groups.
Now,
apparently,
Nani and Leroy are gonna. Zach is like by himself. Right. Josh, they're not a team.
People are more pissed now, if anything,
exactly.
Now that they got rid of Bananas.
No, I think that they are going to come together now more than they would have if Bananas was on the team. Bananas would constantly be doing what he did last week, which was trying to get out the people that weren't in his alliance. And the only way to do it was to destroy what they wanted to do to them. Guess what? You couldn't put your money where your mouth was, Laurel and Bananas.
It's just interesting to me that the whole everyone was so like upset with Wes over, being like trying to, take out their own teammates. Paulie's doing it now, and Paulie was like the one guy that went up to Josh and said, "Don't you do it, Josh? Don't you? We need everybody." And now Paulie's doing it. So it's BS.
But
I call BS on Paulie.
I agree.
Wes was saying, when it comes down to it, if we lose, Wes would have. I do not think Wes would have been like, "No, I'll pick you off." And the team was winning, they were winning. There was no need for any of that to happen. They were winning. They could have kept winning and kept winning and waited till they needed to fold on themselves, which is the problem they made last season. They kept their own beefs and they kept, imploding as a team. They should have learned from that. They didn't. Laurel was the female puppet to Johnny, and Johnny was the puppet master. And I think with Laurel and Johnny gone, the loudest, strongest voice, the next head that rises up will be able to unite the team if that is truly their goal.
Two things, though, Pam. One, you hit one thing. We've been witnessing the implosion of this team.
Yes.
Every week, it's
sure.
You're imploding.
Uh-huh.
Second, losing train of thought here. there's going to always be someone's going to step up and want that throne. You know, as we saw with Pauly tonight, someone's always going to try and make some crazy move. Right. There's too much ego. You can't trust people. Obviously, this proves it. Regardless of Wes, two wrongs, you know, don't make it right. It's you can't keep repeating the same steps. Mm-hmm. Now, I mean, obviously, where's Jordan stand in all this? He was pretty upset. Now, he's going
to
be more.
That's the idea. So, even though you took out Bananas, now Jordan's like, well, Pauly just lied to me, so I feel like an idiot.
Right.
You think Pauly's going to be like, Jordan's gonna be like, Pauly, good move, man. Let's be best buds now. No. So now you got Bam. Now you have more unalliances in your own team.
And there goes the team more and more every week.
So I just don't see how getting rid of Bananas, not that I care if Bananas goes home. Goodbye, Bananas, see you later. I don't care. But it's just, it's not gonna fix it. You might as well, if in theory you're supposed to be a team, at least just put two UK players in.
I'll tell you why. It's going to unite the team. Because
we saw in a preview them screaming.
I didn't watch the preview.
Jordan is screaming at Josh, okay? Right. TV shows us that for a reason. It's not a spoiler. It's there just to show us.
Everyone
screams at Josh.
Yes, Pauly and Josh. They're screaming at each other.
That's because they're like big brothers.
So they must be uniting. They're screaming over the love of the game together.
No, this is why I think it's going to unite the team. Because this will go on forever, or they'll unite, and this is why. Because there's more males on the Bananas Laurel side. You got Jordan, Zach, Theo, or not Theo, whoever. You got those guys.
Zach is supposedly neutral.
And then the more girls on that are tough competitors on the other side. So every week it flips who's... Zach is not neutral. Zach is on team Jordan. Well, Zach's not friends
with
the
way that Jordan
who's the only
I'll
male.
Tell you how Jordan described it. He said it's Bananas himself, Jordan, Tori, Nani, and Leroy. So Bananas is gone. You got Jordan and Leroy. And
Nani.
Well, I mean, Zach, she said, but guy.
If Kara, Cam, and Ninja decide to throw every female challenge, and Leroy, Jordan, and whoever decide to throw every male challenge, we're going to just see them pick each other off week after week. So it's in everybody's best interest. And without a crazy person like Bananas or Laurel just blustering at this point, I think they should unite.
But even if they do win these challenges, I think they're still going to go after their own players because of what
they
happened.
They shouldn't. Right. That I don't think is smart at this point. But I do think that what Kara and Pauly said about, like, I'm going to get rid of the best player on the UK team.
Yeah.
Johnny is true.
I honestly think, like, the next week's girl elimination, who knows? But the following week, like, why wouldn't they go after their own player, Josh, to get off the fat off their team because they don't think that he's as good of a player? So you're cutting the fat.
Just
whatever.
Vote him in.
But that's my point, that you're still going after your own team, though.
But do you really think Pauly's going to get away with this? There's going to be a target on his back now.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Jordan can go after him.
Jordan will. I know he will. And then, but on top of that, I think one thing that we can all agree on is this made the Brit team much stronger. Good for them.
Yeah.
Well, I think Pauly, what I would want to see happen is for Pauly to own it, like Bananas would if he did it, like stealing money and saying all...
He seemed to own it.
Pauly's going to own it.
Right, Pauly says to those guys, yeah, I want to get rid of Bananas. He tried to throw my girlfriend last week and he threw the challenge. Like, duh. What am I, a dum-dum? Of course I'm trying to get rid of him, you ding-dongs. But having said that, he put a target on his back. I've got nothing against you. Me and Turbo are an alliance. You don't want to mess with that. Join us. And have the guys unite. I'd like that. If they want $1 million, that's what they should do.
But at the same time, Josh did the same thing Pauly did, and there wasn't a target on his back. So maybe there won't be a target. You never know.
The team was also different at that time, though. It was a different team at that time.
Yeah. That's true.
I want to get into the Kara stuff, but I kind of want to save it for later. Because hers is very interesting.
Okay.
And honestly, she is the reason that any of this Pauly stuff happened tonight. She's actually the fuse. So she did all this. Pauly wasn't going to do it unless she... No, if not... Yeah, yes. No, come here, no, talk about me. She's the reason that this happened, not Pauly.
Disagree.
I absolutely agree. What? Like I said in the beginning.
If now we're going to talk about it.
If it wasn't for Kara, I think Paulie would have went the other way.
Heck yes!
For sure.
Heck yes.
And then those crocodile tears that...
and that's what I want to get into later, because the bar... We got to do the whole bar scene, because it's crazy. Mm-hmm. And anytime everyone's like, I feel bad for Kara. She's acting, people. Yeah. Every time she cries, I'll say 90%. I'll give her 10% that she actually cried. She's acting. She did it to... showed us to the cameras then how much she was acting. It was insane to me. I was so mad at her.
And I'm honestly curious, so what does our live chat think? Do you think it was a smart move? Do you think it's going to help the team, or it's going to hurt the team going forward? I want to know.
Taking out bananas?
Yes.
Yeah. Let's hear it. Let's get into Hooked. Hooked was the challenge of the night. It looks super fun. I would have loved to do it. I used to make zip lines in my woods, like as a kid. They were really bad and sketchy, but you know, that was half the fun. The idea is, like, apparently they have an even amount of players on the Brit and the US side at this point because they each went up against each other. And the idea is if you get your hook in the ring, it gives you a little more momentum. It gets you a little further out. I noticed that it wasn't as much of a winning area as I thought it would be. It was like
a couple feet.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe 10 feet, but still, it wasn't like a ridiculous. Oh, you better get the hook on, because like half the people missed and they were like right behind them.
Right.
Fastest time. I don't know why they wanted to announce who got the fastest time, because it was just overall the team fastest time to win. But they made it very clear that Jenny and Jordan got the fastest time.
Hmm.
But that didn't do anything yet.
Except put a target on their backs, maybe. As Jordan foreshadowed. Yeah. I don't know.
I'll do a conspiracy for the night. The producers just love the drama so damn much. Like, we're just going to add one more thing in just to see if we can get any extra fights tonight.
Uh-huh.
So fastest time wins. What'd you guys think? I loved it. I thought it was really fun.
I love the challenge. Zip lining, you know, it reminded me. I was in Costa Rica and we went zip lining through.
So like, legitimate ones, not like mine. Right.
No, but I mean, it's just so fun. That thing looked, I would have had a ball with that, just jumping in. Cruising down, but I think it was a little interesting. You saw, like I said, we saw weakness there with Turbo. Theo was a little surprised. What was Esther doing? What happened?
Oh
with
my
that?
Gosh! That was hilarious.
Well, here's the thing: she has two things. I don't think she can swim very well, and she doesn't have the endurance. So you add, you put those things together, and you get what we saw.
So I think water is the recipe to find out the weakness of everyone. You throw water into this thing and you find out who's going to sink or swim, literally. So I think that's the key.
Yeah.
You know who I was surprised, though, by seeing? Nicole. She actually did pretty decent.
Yes. I kept most
after
of the time. Nicole got... Well, she did 4 minutes and 33
but
seconds.
But if she jumped sooner, she was the one that was, like, scared.
She
and
waited,
they were like, jump!
Yeah, yeah.
She literally jumped.
Let me be honest, though, Pam. I don't know if they start the time until your hook hits the ring, though. I bet they don't start it yet. I don't know. I'm just assuming. I don't know.
Ooh, maybe we gotta
maybe
find that out.
Did he blow? He blows a whistle at the beginning, so maybe he does start the time. You're right. You're probably right. Then,
why else would he be freaking out? Like, go!
I guess you're right. So she was losing time there. Yeah, but she's still. And if that is the case, and the time was running 4 minutes and 33 seconds.
Yeah,
that is
pretty good.
That's a very very decent time for tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to bring this up, Polly. 3 minutes and 17 seconds. He only lost to Jordan by 2 seconds.
Oh.
And he got announced as the winner. And I'm not sure anyone else ever found out how well Paulie did.
I
don't know if they got
the
scores.
Can we transition into why Carr is not the mastermind of this point?
We gotta talk about Hook. You don't want to talk about Hook anymore?
Well, it's about that. Paulie is really good. It's sort of transitioning into just talking about that. We'll talk more about Hook. I like it. I don't care. You know,
say it now. Everyone's going to be like, why didn't Kim say it?
Bananas has been hating on Paulie specifically forever and, like, making fun of him. I love that everyone's like, oh, he hates him. Bananas sits there going, I don't know why that dumb, stupid elf doesn't like me. It's like, well, you're calling him a dumb, stupid elf.
Well, I feel like it's the other way around, though. I feel like Paulie does the same thing.
I feel like it's a mutual, like, hate
Paulie
for just kicks.
Has been making fun of Bananas and not targeting him that much. I don't know. From what I've seen, he's been gunning for him. That is, Bananas has his allies and he has his
enemies. He might have been gunning for him in theory.
And he threw a challenge.
He seemed to be upset, but then he literally made the handshake thing. So I think, in theory, if Kara just said, I'll vote for somebody else. And then I don't think that Paulie would still be so into the whole banana.
Riddle me this.
Okay.
If Banana still had his puppets and he was able to control Laurel, Nani, and Tori, apparently, and have them throw a mission on a girl's day, Do you think, or Guy's Day, do you think Bananas would not orchestrate to get rid of Kara and Polly first?
Well, hold that thought. Let me trump you with this one real quick. If Kara was already eliminated, say she had gone home already and this situation happened, do you think Polly still would have made the same decision?
Absolutely.
You
yeah.
Did?
Bananas betrayed the team. I believe that they were all genuinely blindsided by that. I think that it's one thing to be Wes and sit there and go, when we start, everyone's expendable. Talking. He didn't throw missions.
Polly's all about, I get it. Polly's all about karma and all about the mm-hmm. team, but in theory, he betrayed the team tonight, too. So I don't think he did.
I think he was responding at that point. It's like, you started this fight.
He should have
stuck
on it, though.
Right.
He gave everybody
his
word.
He had to.
I mean, but I think at that point it just shoots the value in your credibility, your character. You know what I mean? I think everybody knows now. Like Jordan said, like, okay, now I look stupid.
Well, what he could have done is not picked Jordan. He could have picked someone like that on his alliance, like Cam. He could have picked Carr, and Cam kept his handshake word. He said, I'm not gonna pick people and let them pick Bananas. And he could have been the... Well, but I think he wanted to make the statement.
And the thing about Polly is Polly likes making big moves. Johnny even said Polly is trying to be him. I've seen other cast members on social media say Polly is trying to be the next Johnny Bananas. And, you know, he likes making those big moves. He likes being the one where people are talking about. And so it was a very big move on his part. And I think
right.
he saw that.
Well, but he's doing a good job. Because no offense on Team YB, because I love them. But they haven't been able to take Bananas down. Well, they did when they had all the numbers, Lavender and TYB. But Polly can actually beat him head on head in competitions. And I mean, I'm here for it. I say, great.
I just honestly think when it comes down to it, I think Polly was very neutral. I don't think he didn't mind making the decision to throw Bananas in, but I also don't think if he wasn't pushed the way he was pushed, I don't think he would have been that hung up on it. Because like he says, it's too early in the game. I'm just going along with it. I just don't. But it doesn't. I mean, we can agree
okay,
to disagree.
Okay.
That's why
what
it's,
do you guys
so
think
great.
In the chat? We're getting.
And while you look at that, Pam, we're going to go to a word from our sponsor.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
What's up, guys? We here at AfterBuzz just want to thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. And in order for us to grow, we need your help. So if you're on YouTube right now, go ahead, give us a thumbs up. If you're on iTunes, go ahead and give us a 5-star. Working at AfterBuzz means so much to us, and we just want to continue to learn and grow. So go ahead, leave us a comment, let us know how we're doing, and we will continue to give you guys great, amazing content.
Thank you so much for that. And
yes,
guys,
sir.
Just a heads up, 15 minutes from now, we're going to be taking your calls, 424-354-8302. So start giving us calls. We'll put you on the line and get you ready to go right out to the world. Isn't that fantastic?
Yes.
Yes. So any other thoughts on Hooked? Were you surprised or not surprised by the swimming ability of some of these people besides Turbo? Because Dee did pretty well. She had 5 minutes and 50 seconds. What about Ninja? Eight plus minutes for Ninja. And when she was doing it, and everyone, or I guess Zach started yelling out, she's trying to throw it. My first thought was, good, they'll throw Banana. That's what I literally said last week. The girls on a girls' day should do it, and then or a guys' day, the girls should do it and throw bananas in. And then I thought that's what Ninja was starting to do.
I thought.
You didn't think that.
No, go for it.
I thought she was doing that too, and my note was like, at least she's being a little more low key about it. Like, at least it's ambiguous, but now I. Come to see, she really is.
I knew from the start Ninja wasn't throwing the challenge from the get-go. She's been all about, you know, team this and team that, and she doesn't seem like the type of person that's gonna like follow what people are doing. So it did shock me to see like how bad she did, but yeah, I knew that wasn't, that's not her style.
Yeah, and Turbo, do we have his time? Because I feel like we're like, Turbo didn't do amazing.
4 minutes and 54 seconds.
Yeah, he's still not bad.
And they were all giving him, or at least in the confessionals when they're talking behind each other's backs, they were giving him a hard time then, but it really, 4 minutes, 54 seconds wasn't awful at all. I feel like are we all just looking for a reason to find a weakness for Turbo, you know? I mean, he's not the best swimmer, that's for damn sure.
Right.
But, I mean, 4 minutes, 54 seconds, I guess it's on the weaker side of the guys. I don't know.
I guess he's just very scary and intimidating, so to see that he does have a weakness.
What was Theo's time, by the way?
They never gave us they didn't give us Bear's time, and they didn't give us Leroy's time because they were the last to go. I tried to write most of them down. I don't know if I have Theo's in here. If I find it, I'll let you know. Oh, 4 minutes and 49 seconds.
Oh.
And what was that? Oh, so yeah, Turbo finished right after him, like 5 seconds later. So
yeah,
interesting. Bananas went against Theo, right?
I don't know, but Bananas did well. Bananas was in the 3 minute.
Bananas, I believe he beat Theo.
I think you're right.
Bananas is three minutes and 29 seconds. Mm-hmm. He was like one of the third or the fourth guy.
Irony.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah, and they went against each other, and they went at each other in the finale as well. There, Proving Ground.
Right, the Proving.
Such a terrible. Badass name. Yeah. All right, so that's all great. So let's get to the tribunal stuff. So they give it to Polly. Polly chooses Kara and Jordan to be in his tribunal with him, and then we get to a scene with Bananas in his MTV underwear. Mm. He's lying in a bed with his MTV. No one else knows. He's rocking MTV underwear. I was so focused on that. This is the last time I want to see you, Bananas. Most likely, you're just going down the deep end quick. And he's talking to Leroy, and you know that's his only guy left. And all that. I'm gonna jump ahead just because this is so funny to me. He's like after Bananas loses, he goes, you know, I was really doing this for my boy Leroy. This is more about Leroy than me because I really wanted to, you know, come back for Leroy. 2 seconds ago, Bananas, you said you were going to switch to Team UK. Right. What the hell would that have done for your boy Leroy?
Yeah.
True, you would have just left him in the dust. It made no sense when he said that. I couldn't wrap my head around that.
I have to point out that Chocolate Chiclet in the
Chocolate
Chiclet in the chat name. Says thank you. It agrees with me that Polly was not pushed. That was his plan all along, and I agree with that, of course. But also Bananas with the whole Leroy thing. I love Bananas, so logical when it's his possible elimination, but so let's get him when he's not on the block. You know, Johnny's a snake. And so I, you know,
Johnny is obviously just like, you never know with him. So for all we know, if he would have crossed teams, he could have tried to help Leroy opposing, you know, but who knows? You never
right.
know.
Yeah. Johnny's a politician, and I think he believes what he believes in the moment. I wanted Leroy to win. Oh, I was going to switch teams.
It's very interesting. All right, so we get to the tribunal ceremony, and they're all talking, and then Theo goes on a long rant because I think that he realizes he might be up for grabs there.
Yeah.
Because you can't vote in Bear twice in a row. Mm-hmm. So Bear was automatically, in a weird way, Bear was safe no matter what happened in that. Because you can't go... You can't get voted in twice, right?
Oh.
That's one of the rules. You can't get.
Or it's the tribunal. You can't be in the tribunal twice.
Anyone else remember this?
I think it's the tribunal.
So you're telling me they could have voted for Bear again tonight?
I think so. Yeah.
See, I feel like if they could have, they would have done that, though. Anyways, let us know in the live chat what that is about. I thought you couldn't get voted in by your own team two times in a row because they wanted to make it more even.
You know what? No, actually, that might be it.
But I might be wrong. But anyways, so Theo thinks he's on the chopping block, so he goes on his speech, and then everyone starts saying, yeah, we think it could be you. And then Kyle says, I think it was in the confessional, he's like, you know, why are we doing this? He's one of our stronger players. You know, we should vote for someone else. And I'm like, Kyle, good accent, no?
Yeah.
I'm like, Kyle.
That was good.
Kyle, who's the weaker player, though, that you want them to put in besides... Or anybody.
Who is it?
Because I honestly think that Rogan
like Kyle
is really
is the weakest.
No,
probably, right? I think at this point,
like,
he's
if you can't, let's just say in my world, you can't put Bear in because he already went in.
Okay.
So Bear's off the table. All right, you have Kyle, who's I think a good player. Rogan, I honestly think is really good.
Yeah.
I just think he had a bad outing 2 seasons ago, and they're giving him shit about it.
Right.
So I'm over it. Joss has made it to a final with Sylvia. Right?
Yes, mm-hmm. And so is Kyle, true. And so as Theo.
So who's the weak link that Kyle's talking about? Theo. I'm not saying Theo's the weakest
link. Aegis is the rookie.
But he already went in, so I mean, I know he can technically go back in because he got voted in.
I would say then at that point, maybe Idris. We know Bear can perform. He's proved it.
Yeah.
So I'd probably say just based on what we've
my whole thing is, I just think that everyone, they all have their flaws and their good points. I think they're all even. All the guys in the Brits,
it's tough,
I think it's even. I don't think there's one that's like, he is so much better. We have to save him. Theo, you went in there, you earned your stripes. Good for you. But I don't think it was like this big, I can't believe they're throwing me in. I won 7 out of 14 eliminations challenges, whatever. whatever he said about last season. Mm-hmm. Theo, just go and improve yourself. Well, and you did. You did fine. Whatever. It's
I
great.
I think Theo's great, but I agree with you 1,000,000%. Kyle, why didn't they say, well, who? Then who would you? I would love to know.
Because I think he said it in the confessional after. I don't think he said it that in the
I want to know the answer to that, though, too. I wonder who they're considering from their perception to be a weak player, because it's not like the girls. No offense,
Kyle
Esther.
Was just talking to talk.
I think Esther might be the weakest girl.
I love how CT's not even considered.
Oh, yeah, he's
right.
And his theory.
CT just kind of hangs back. Like,
no one's actually
saying that. And Theo kind of tried to call him out, and then CT's like, bro, I'm on your side, man. I know you're a good competitor, but like, I have to vote for someone. And if it's not you, it could be me, so I'm going to vote for you.
And that's what I love about CT, because he's just straightforward, man.
Yeah.
He's just like, dude. What, you know,
like
he's not trying
potential.
To be a jerk about it, he's just being real. And then I like how once CT basically turned around and confronted him right back, you see Theo kind of like pipe down a little bit.
I mean, like, what's he gonna say? Like, because Theo does run his mouth a lot, and that's fine, at least he's showing some type of personality, unlike like I thought last season where he didn't really do anything,
right?
But like, dude, you're mad about the whole situation, and your only thing to do is to brag about how good you are. Dude, that's not going to help. It's making you sound like you're like too cocky almost, I guess.
Even though,
it's a fine line, right? It's a fine line.
I said this the last after show. Someone is going to get sent in. Like, I don't understand why whenever someone gets sent in, they cry about it. Like, that's the name of the game. Someone has to get sent in. And
because they know the chance of them coming back are a 50-50 shot most likely, and those aren't the best odds. I mean, mm-hmm. They're just mad at the situation.
Right.
Yeah,
but it would be cool if they were. Someone's going in to take it like a champ.
Let's go to the bar scene, because this is fun.
Okay.
A lot of stuff. Okay, this is the Kara. This is the car scene. But let's start with the whole ninja and...
Rogan.
Oh.
Joss's best friend, guys. They're best friends. Right. That's Joss's personality this season. He's best friends with Rogan.
Yes,
Rogan is his best friend.
Bam, I haven't agreed with you all night, but I agree with you on that one. Joss is best friends with Rogan. That's his character
every
this season.
Every time he's on, that's like, Rogan's my best friend.
How did you guys get that?
Right.
It's so funny to me, because like, Rogan's actually kind of a fun character. He's a stripper off
top. Yeah.
That's fun. I mean, not that I can pull off being a stripper, but that's cool that you do that, bro, and you're not like, you want to talk about it? I think this is great.
Uh-huh.
And of course, I love D, so I like that. I mean, I'm upset that she's getting his D and not someone else's D. That's awful. I'm sorry.
Walk.
But, you know, they're having fun at the bar and he's stripping for it. It's great.
It's hilarious.
It's fun. It's making me laugh. I want to be entertained. We're watching the goddamn challenge after all. Come on.
I agree with you. I'm starting to come around to Rogan. I'll give you that. He seems like a cool guy. I could have done without the booty stuff.
I mean, it's fun. Who cares? We're having fun.
I mean, I agree. It's a bar. You're having a good time. It seems fun. Right. And I feel free, Dan, that's a bummer. I know how much you like D.
I like D.
But yeah, no, that's, I mean, we'll see though. I mean, I'm rooting for Rogan, and I would have actually loved to see him go against Theo.
That would have been great. Ninja and Zach have a quick conversation, and it seems like if you didn't have that confessional by Zach, it seems like a legit, like, I'm sorry about what I did today. But then in the confessional, he's like, I'm just going to say it so we can get the team back on the board there so we're good. But I don't really give two shits. I'm like, Zach, like, I want to like you every season, but you always say dumb slick wood.
And someone, Ryan, on the chat says, did Zach hop off the juice? He lost all his gains this season.
Oh, yeah, look at Jack.
Maybe that's not why
gains,
he's so
bro.
Not raging.
He lost his gains and he shaved his head.
Yeah,
so he's just like stripping
he's
down.
Like,
he's like,
I'm just relaxed now.
All right, so let's
know.
Let's get to the craziest part of the bar, which I liked, the Kara and Josh talk. Now, when I first heard it, I'm like, okay, this is a legitimate conversation. Kara seems like she wasn't crying at first, and then Josh kept talking about the whole bananas thing, and then it really seemed like, wow, she's like, oh, you don't know what he's done to be in my relationship. And I thought, wow, maybe bananas really is being a super dick to her, maybe bothering her on Twitter or like being a bully and all this stuff. And I'm like, it's bringing her to tears. Like, I'm starting to feel bad for Kara. And then she goes around the corner to be sad, and then Ashley's like, what did you do, Josh? And she's building that with everyone's like, what did Josh do to me? Or, you know, everyone's like thinking, what did Josh do to Kara? And then she gives that look at the camera to show that I faked tears, and I'm doing it for the game, And it's like, well, I'm sorry, Kara, but next time you do that, I'm going to say you're crying wolf, and I'm not going to give a crap and feel bad for you like I did tonight for 2 seconds.
There weren't even tears coming out of her eyes. Like, it, that's she, how you knew
but
she wasn't crying.
I don't know. It felt legit to me.
Like, I'm with you, Dan. I thought it was
sincere.
She got
choked up. I did
kind of feel bad a little bit, too. I was like, oh, man, that, okay. Like, that's
maybe
a bummer.
Bananas
like,
is really yeah, hurting. I was like, man. Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Pam. Defend Kara here, Pam. Your best friend.
Everything she said was legitimate and had real feeling and validity behind it. He convinced Georgia last week to put her in, remember? In elimination. Do you remember that? Because it happened last week. Second, she's entitled to want Johnny in. If some crocodile tears come into play during her persuasion, why is that?
That's a good point.
Not. All is fair in love and challenges. I get it. But she's doing it. She's been doing every other episode she cries.
She's trying to convince Josh.
Every other episode she cries.
She's not crying. Oh.
She cries. She just cried on a couch with Polly 2 episodes. Yes. I saw it. I don't know what it was even about. I think she said, we had frozen pizza tonight. It wasn't from a restaurant.
She cried because the team was sabotaging itself. And look, we all can agree that Kara takes this very seriously, okay, right?
Everybody was given Josh. I'm so team Josh. No,
oh,
everyone hates Josh. Everyone,
I like Josh.
I back him on this one.
Tonight, he was literally, every time he talked, he's like, I don't trust Kara. I don't trust her. I think she's up to... And then she literally had a conversation where he should not have trusted her.
Why?
Josh was right the whole night.
Her words were accurate and truthful. She said, I'm saying bananas. What's not to trust about that?
I think you should reconsider for the benefit of our team. And she goes, you don't know what he did to me on Twitter, off camera, to my boyfriend.
It's true.
What was the face to the camera then?
The face to the camera was, I think, Polly. Like, okay, this is my behind the scenes made up thing.
All right.
I think that Josh is a wild card now. He's in limbo. He says he's playing his own game. What that is, I have no idea, because he takes a stand about nothing. But Josh says he's his own person. He's playing his own game. He's not. He is, as Zach said, the tug of war between the strongest players, which was Polly and Bananas. We're using the, weakest willed player, I have to say, as their numbers. They needed the numbers on their side. And Polly also has a relationship with him, but it seemed like Josh was still falling under the sway of Bananas. So Kara had to make moves to make him realize maybe Bananas isn't a great guy. So that when they did take him down, he would just go lapping back up to his other person, which is Polly.
So the idea of this episode, don't believe anybody ever. I mean, that's literally, you can't. It doesn't matter.
Kara knew what she was doing. She knew what she was doing. I can't get mad at her. Even though I'm mad that Johnny is gone, I can't get mad at what Kara did because she was playing the game.
I think Bananas himself would have to respect these
Now, if Kara does that to somebody like a Bananas or something, I like it more.
What'd she do to Josh other than smile at Polly after, like, yeah, I don't think
she was smiling. She was smiling into the camera.
I think she was smiling at Polly.
And she played Josh the fool. That's what she did with Josh.
But what did she really do to him at the end of the day?
She
other
made
than
him look dumb.
She put on some fake tears and tried to make him feel sorry.
Right.
For her.
I say good
game for her.
But
it's good game for her because it worked in her favor.
Agreed. But it's to me with Kara, she's always saying how everyone's mean to her and no one likes her and all this stuff. It's like, well, Kara, that's not going to help. That's all I want to say. We only have 10 minutes.
Okay.
All right. We can disagree all night. Let's get into the proving ground. Die for me. The best thing that Banana said right when they get there, before he even knows he's going in, is, man, I feel bad for you guys. That's a small cage. And then 5 seconds later, he has to go down and be in that cage.
Yeah.
Every line Banana said tonight, he then got karma. Every goddamn time.
You know, but here's the thing. And, you know, I defend Bananas, but tonight I will especially defend him because he showed up. He showed up this episode, though. He kicked Theo's butt in the swimming. He did very well.
He did.
Yeah. He handled himself well this episode. Even when we were in that conversation, he's like, I'm just going to be quiet. I'm just going to kind of stay out. And then even in the challenge, he kicked butt. I mean, and I will say this, Johnny didn't get beat by Theo. Johnny beat Johnny. He lost.
And you know what's weird? You know what's weird is he had a confessional before and he said, you know, I just got to make sure I get these numbers right because I can mix up my Roman numerals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, did you just jinx yourself or was that filmed after?
Right.
I don't know which. That's another conspiracy because I love throwing them out there. But like, how apropos is that he said it and then did it?
If it wasn't for that technicality, he would have won.
He would have. Because won. All he had to do was go to the other side. You're right. He would have won. But
Hold
he messed
on.
Up. Theo
Let's
won.
Call a moratorium on calling people screwing up a technicality, though. That's not a technicality. That's you messed up.
I just said Theo
and you
won.
Have to, right. But Laurel, everyone's like, it's a technicality. No, you cheated. It's not a technicality. It's not a technicality that you jammed something. Anyway.
And I agree.
But those aren't technicalities.
We can't get into that.
Sorry.
But they should have restarted that. They should have done they should have restarted it.
Okay.
Which challenge?
What?
Which challenge are you talking about?
Laurel's. Not tonight.
Yeah, Team UK, I'm going to say this. Team UK has really gotten lucky these past two challenges by tricky situations.
Ooh. Yeah.
And again, clearly, had those numbers not been wrong, and I get that's part of the game, so I understand, yes, Theo won, but it's not that he beat Johnny because he was way ahead of him.
Right.
He beat him by the actual game itself. Mm-hmm. Like, Johnny messed
right.
up, made his own mistake,
yeah.
and beat himself.
Right.
So, realistically, if that did not happen, Johnny would have beat Theo.
He would have won.
Yeah.
I agree with you that Johnny did a good job tonight and proved himself a great competitor again, which we can forget that he is. Again, with him using the logic tonight, it's like, oh, I'm good for the team. I'm good for the team. It's like, so is Kara, you know? But whatever. Anyway, sorry. But with that, he is not good at eliminations. I'm sorry. Johnny's good when he's got the numbers and he can ride out. That's why he needs those numbers.
When you said he's not good at eliminations, I saw CT carrying him off.
Yeah, he's not. Johnny doesn't do great at eliminations, so he needs to avoid going in.
He used to be good at eliminations.
Right.
Now he's not that great. When he first started out, he wasn't good. Then as he became more of a vet, he became really good when he was like winning all those challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And now... Now that he's not in his prime anymore, he's not.
Right, the curse.
Last thing I want to say on this, and then we can, is I want to say what we will, this, that, the other thing. Laurel and Johnny decided to boldly throw a challenge in their own team space. They brought this on themselves. There's nothing they can say for themselves to defend it. When you go against your own team, and then the target's put on you?
Right.
Sorry.
We've seen others throw challenges and have no issues the next week.
Right.
Shane. Because Shane don't like us.
Yeah.
Oh, did I say that out loud? Shane, he threw a challenge. Remember, like, that football one?
Yeah.
And he missed. And him and, him and Needy Greedy.
Right.
Yeah, Nelly.
And Nelson made it super
but that
far.
Was a partner's game, not your whole team
Fair
versus
enough.
Another team.
I will say this really quick, though.
Okay.
One thing, because we keep saying karma and, oh, they got what
mm-hmm.
they deserve, blah, blah, blah. I don't agree with that because they don't have nothing to hang their heads about because they performed, both of them performed really
yeah.
well, and in my opinion, mm-hmm. should have won. So, I mean, had they got their butts kicked and whatever, okay, but they
and
performed
like
well.
Like I said in the last after show, they were just protecting themselves.
That's what
they were doing. They were protecting themselves because if they didn't do that, then they still probably would have been going on the chopping block.
The fact that they perform so well is the exact reason that they need to be cut out when they declare war. Are you guys kidding me? If someone that's an amazing, if Turbo said, I'm gunning for you, then you and you, and you had a chance to get out Turbo, Laurel and Johnny took a stand and were like, we're against you guys. We're against who we think, who Kyle told us is working with Wes, which is Paulie, Kara, Cam. Obviously, Paulie and Kara are the leaders of that team. They declared open war and said, we are gunning for you. When it backfired against Johnny, when his puppet didn't win and he was down half his puppet force, he tried to be logical. I'm a good player. You don't want to do this. Well, guess what? They're not that dumb. I don't understand why it's such bold, tricky betrayals when Kara and Paulie do it, but when Johnny does it, it's cool. It's like...
Trust me.
No.
Nothing. I don't think Johnny Bananas is cool.
But he's done smart for your own game. You have to play your own game, and when you declare war on a couple...
He admitted that Paulie made a boss move tonight.
He did.
Yeah.
And he did.
Yeah.
And back to saying... Johnny brought it on himself. You didn't have to go, whoa, and push out.
So you liked the Paulie move then?
Oh, yeah.
But you didn't like when Josh did it?
Right.
Josh didn't do a Paulie move.
I was just
going to
say that.
Paulie didn't openly throw team challenges. He said if we lose and it comes down to it, but they didn't.
I was talking about the calling out of a fellow player.
Which I'm saying, he didn't. Josh didn't need to do that. Josh was like another person's puppet. Josh was told by Laurel.
Okay, Polly was Kara's puppet.
Ooh.
Not true. There you
go. Whoever had the last... It just doesn't matter. Wait,
listen, Polly wears the pants in that family. I don't think Kara does. I think they share pants.
Right.
I do agree with you when you said that Johnny did put this on himself because I don't think they were after him when this challenge first started. And so I just feel like he put himself in that situation for the magnifying glass to get put on him. Until, so I do agree with you on that.
Until they threw the challenge, I don't think that Team Wes was ever considering throwing the challenge and turning against their own team until that was declared by Laurel and Johnny.
All right. We're not going to do news and gossip tonight because we don't have time. I know you guys are upset about that. I'll save them for another time because they are not right now need to be talked about. If we have anyone on the phone, producer man Jonathan, let us know. Actually, while you cue someone up, I can do a quick. No, you tweeting. No, you tweeting for a little quick news thing.
Let's do it.
Wes wrote on his Twitter, and this is just a fun one because I thought it was hilarious. He wrote on September 22nd, breaking news. After a DNA test, it's been confirmed that Bear's father is Puck. If you remember now we're getting real old. Puck was on the original season of The Real World. And if you look up Puck and you look up Bear, but you look up Puck when he was Bear's age.
Right.
Yeah.
Similar antics.
And simpler antics, all the above.
The last season Puck was on, didn't he spit on someone's face? I remember.
I think so.
That was the original Real World. Jonathan, how we doing? We good or want we do one more?
Yeah, we've got someone on the line. Caller, let us know who you are and where you're calling from.
Yes, Gabriana from New Jersey.
Hi, Gabriana from New Jersey.
All right, 2 a.m., what's up?
Thank you.
I'd like to say I agree with Pam. Like, I definitely agree with her, everything she said. Like, Johnny brought everything onto himself, and he just got what was coming to him, and Kara and Polly were just reacting to what they did by throwing the challenge. Mm-hmm. So I agree with Pam.
Thank you. I'm also from New Jersey.
Very nice. I don't necessarily disagree with that either, though. I mean, Banana's got it coming to him. Sure, why not? I mean, that's not the entire thing.
Right.
I just feel like Banana should have played a game like CT is playing. Because right now, no one's really paying attention to CT.
He could have, and that truthfully could have been the best route. I mean, but it's not Bananas to do that. He's got to have the camera time, you know?
Yeah.
So it's expected of him. But I do agree, too. He did bring it on himself, of course.
Yeah. Well, anything else real quick?
Also, I think that people in the chat were saying that when Kara was crying, like, it was, like you were saying, like Kara was crying that it was like acting and stuff, but didn't Sylvia do it? And also, like, people cry all the time.
And Sylvia
I thought it was funny when she did it, but it's just like Josh, he cries a lot.
No, those are real, though. Those are real.
Josh does cry. He's an emotional player.
Yeah. And you'll say two things to Josh, and then he'll just get pissed off and just vote you off, like how he did Wes. So
very, very emotional.
Totally.
All right. Thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it.
Thank you for staying up. It's awesome.
Yeah. Thank you.
Jonathan, we have time for one more, maybe? Or what do you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
One quick second. We got someone calling in right now.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Hey, caller. Let us know who you are, where you're calling from.
Hello, it's Marissa from Bay Area, California again. How are y'all doing?
Marissa, hey, what's up, Marissa? I see you on the chat saying good stuff. Is that you?
Oh, hello.
Okay, yeah, hi.
Oh, my gosh. This episode hurt my head and made me so bummed that the top three are out.
Right? Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
It's just too soon. Like, producers, conspiracy, just keep them on for a little bit longer, please. Like, we need them.
There was a conspiracy out there that the reason they all left was on purpose because they wanted to get to the MTV Movie Awards and accept the award for, like, the reality show, The Challenge. So I thought that was kind of a fun conspiracy.
They all purposely had to
get off the show in time to get there to accept the award.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I believe that.
Yeah. I agree. It's funny you say that because I was honestly thinking that as I was watching the end of this episode. I was like, wow. I was like, Wes gone, Banana's gone, Laurel gone. I'm like, wow, these heavy hitters
are all the OGs
gone. Yeah, that's crazy. Like, who's going to really carry the show now. I mean, you got CT.
Because who
Jordan.
Else have we lost? We lost Big T one episode. Anybody? Who else am I? It's been five episodes, so we should have lost five. That's we're missing one person.
We must have lost. Oh, we lost that guy on the first night, the UK guy who
Sam. Maybe is it Sam? I'm throwing Sam out.
Yeah, sure. Sam works
I don't
for me.
Think it's Sam.
And then we've lost three. So two males and a female from the USA team, and two people from the UK team. Or is there someone we're forgetting?
Big T and Sam.
Someone.
Big T, Sam. You're good. You got it.
Yeah, Big T and Tim.
Marissa, we got to get going. Anything else before we go, Marissa?
I don't like Josh. I don't like him on Big Brother ever. He just reminds me of a really, like, painfully crying fourth grader that you just don't like.
Yeah.
So he can just be quiet because those pots and pans banging on Big Brother was so annoying. And he's doing that now. I know his strategy. He's doing great, but I hate... Oh, he's so annoying.
He
like,
also
stop it. That's
he,
all I feel.
He also did well in the Hooked challenge tonight. They didn't show a lot of what he did. He was in the three-minute time as well.
Wow.
So he actually did really well, and they didn't show any of it. Hmm. And so now it's producers, a conspiracy, producers wanting us to think that he's not a good challenge participant because they just showed his time like that quick. They didn't show one thing he did.
Interesting.
And he had a three-minute score. So...
Yeah. On Big Brother, I believe he was pretty good at challenges. That doesn't mean he's not annoying and I just don't like him as a person. Like, I wouldn't be
But that's the
with
idea
him.
Is that.
I want to be friends with everyone else, but Josh.
Well, that's my idea, though, is that they want to keep him as the annoying guy, not the guy that actually can do challenge on the show. Maybe on Big Brother they showed it. I don't watch Big Brother, so I didn't ever. I heard he won, so that's good.
He did? But, did he win?
Yeah.
I know. I was so angry he won. That was terrible. Anyway, that's just my Big Brother feel coming to the show. But this show is still my favorite, and you guys are great.
Thank you so much.
I'm really sad.
Let me ask you this, Mercer, before you go. Who are you voting for, or like rooting for now? Who's your woman or guy now left?
Jordan and Tori, because Pauly and Kara are the worst ever. Oh my gosh, I had to unfollow them on Instagram. It was the worst.
It's not fun watching them together. It can be very obnoxious. All right, well, thank you so much, Marissa. Have a great night.
Thank you so much, Marissa.
Bye.
Well, guys, what a fantastic night. We just drained through 45 minutes like that. Guys, we want to thank you guys so much for joining us here at AfterBuzz TV for the Challenge 34, Episode 5 in Pauly We Trust. My name is Daniel Lindgren. You can find me at The Dan Lindgren. Let's go down the line.
Yeah, and I am Benny Adams. You can find me on all social media at Benny J. Adams.
I forgot who I am. I was so absorbed in this
journey. You're Kara.
I'm not. I'm Pamela Gross. You can find me across social media at Pamela Gross Jill. And thank you guys. This was a heated live chat. We love having you here. Thanks for tuning in. And we hope to hear from you guys next week.
As always, guys, thank you so much for hanging out with us, especially if you're staying up late with us. You can find me, I'm David Christopher on Instagram or Fit TV Network. See you guys next week. Thank you. Good night.
See you guys later.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.